When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the Pakistan Cricket Podcast. Episode 11, the Pace is Pacia reunion episode. This is a special episode because not only is Zainab Rizvi joining me as a guest host, we are joined by six members of PP. I want to thank two people in particular for making this happen. Zainab for coming up with the idea, as well as most of the important questions, and Osman Semyuddin for helping me get most of the crew together.
So this is a really special episode for a number of reasons. Firstly, somehow we have managed to lure the Pace is Pacia crew from their WhatsApp group to this Zoom cage. Welcome, first of all, and how are you all doing?
I'm WhatsApping the WhatsApp group, by the way. Is that how I'm doing? So,
Thank you for having us, but we're not in our full strength right now. We're missing Tiddy and Rehan.
We're missing our founder. This is basically...
The founder is not
this,
here, yeah.
This Pakistan is not in 1948. Yeah. Jinnah has just died.
Banyan, so we're going to take it from there.
Well, thank you for making that awkward question funny. And yeah, I appreciate that. So the founders are missing. This is 1948. To start things off, I mean, actually, and I also wanted to say it's also a special episode because, I'm pleased to welcome Zainab Rizvi as a guest host for this episode, which I hope will be the first of many. Welcome, Zainab. I hope you're not feeling too nervous.
Thank you for having me, Sami. Hopefully my internet will be good enough for this.
Yeah, just in case your internet crashes, I'll have to do an impression of you for the rest of the podcast, because most of the questions are yours and you wrote them. So I'll have to figure out how to do your accent. And
do any of those questions involve a face-off between Zainab and Asad as like the uber super Pakistani fan, like the emo uber?
Yeah, who can be more optimistic?
Then, yeah, if it doesn't, then I'm off the course. There has to be like some face-off about who can reminisce about Ahmed Shahzad or maybe
Umar Akmal.
Yeah.
Because I think Asad has a lot in the tank. Asad, you want to start off with like Khurram Manzoor?
All the fields in the world.
All the fields are coming for Khurram Manzoor.
Yeah, I think Zainab appreciates the fields part. I think she gets it.
Definitely. You cannot have a Pakistani fan without the vibes and fields meter in there. Wait,
have you met Hasan Tima? Hasan, salam ki salam ke liye
zara. Hasan is ke pe data ke kehte ki fan.
Main is waqt baitha hua. I'm going through a software jisme main is waqt Hasaranga ki googlies against left handers ka pitch map nikal raha hu. That should give you an idea.
Ye bilkul bhi left right nahi ja raha, to matlab kuch kaam hi kar le banda.
We wonder why your fields have gone, Seema. Yeah.
इसके बाद नहीं रहती फील्स
तुम्हारी वैसे भी नहीं थी फील्स कभी पहले भी नहीं थी तो ये नहीं था कि तुम्हारी कुछ चेंज हो गया है तुम 10 साल पहले भी चढ़ू अंकल ही थे उस वक्त भी तुम फील्स के ऊपर पानी फेर रहे होते थे
चीमा की फील्स आती हैं जब किसी और की फील्स डिफ्लेट होती है you know just like oh I'm so happy Pakistan won and he's like did you know that 15 children die every time Pakistan wins you're like oh shit okay no
Chima is the mood in our group.
यार ये 10 साल पहले ये हुआ था कि ये 2-3 लोग थे ट्विटर के ऊपर जो सिर्फ दिल जलाने के लिए बैठे होते थे स्टैटिस्टिक्स के साथ, उनमें एक ये चीमा था और इसने एक क्रूसेड पकड़ लिया था कि मैं वहाब रियाज को सपोर्ट करूंगा। तो मेरी और श्वेब की जो है ना वो सही, हम लोग मैच देख रहे हैं और हम बस चाह रहे थे कि वहाब रियाज को मार पड़े था किसी तरह, हसन चीमा को डिस्प्रूव कर दें उसको, बेसिकली पूरा हमारा मकसद। और उसको इतनी प्रकाश लिखी उसके बाद चीमा ने आके एक्चुअली ट्विटर पे अपोलोजाइज किया कि यार माफ कर दो मैंने वहाब रियाज को सपोर्ट कर दिया। याद है तुम्हें हसन?
नहीं
इसका कॉरलरी ये है कि वहाब रियाज ने जब ऑस्ट्रेलिया के खिलाफ क्वार्टर फाइनल में एक बेसिक फॉर हाउ स्टार्व्ड पाकिस्तानी फैंस वर बैक देन, एक मेमोरेबल स्पेल कराई थी, उस पर मैंने एक ब्लॉग लिखा, फिर पूरी इंटरनेट ने मेरी तबाह के ली के जीता भी नहीं, विकेट भी नहीं ली और बस लिख दिया और पेसेस पेस वाले ये हैं वो हैं फलाना ढिमकाना। And then like 6 months later, I'm working in the PSL and we're at Sharjah and some random guy comes up to me at the stadium and he's like, "Sunay, aapko ek saab bula rahe hain." I'm like, "Kaun bula rahe hain?" "Kare nahi, aapko bula rahe hain." But I was like, "Okay, fine." And I go there and there's a gentleman sitting there and he's like, "Beta, aapko Wahab Riaz se kya matlab hai?" और उस वक्त उससे कुछ अर्से पहले मैं और चीमा एक शो कर और रेहान हम लोग पीटीवी पे शो कर रहे थे, so I'm guessing that where he recognized and now I'm realizing he confused me for Chima. तनकीद करते थे, अच्छा पता नहीं मैं नहीं जानता मगर मैं नहीं करता, कहते हैं अच्छा बाय द वे मैं वहाब रियाज का वालिद हूँ।
I think you had your long hair, didn't you? So you did not look.
Yeah.
Not that you ever look anything like Chima, but I think then you would have looked even less like Chima.
He was just like one of these cranky stoners on BTV. It's my son. I don't care which one it is. I'm gonna tell him off.
Dil ki bhadas nikalni hai mujhe aaj, whoever it is.
You guys want to do some questions? We'll keep talking otherwise.
Yeah. We haven't done this in a very long time, so we end up talking
exactly. Yeah, I think the question was ki shuru kaise hua tha, right? So
was there
a question?
That was going to be my first question. So yeah, thank you. Please.
Preempt kiya Sindhai na.
Asad aap
positive ban gaye. Aap hi batao na phir.
I'll speak on Shreyas behalf, right? So basically ye hota tha ki main aur Shreyas jo hai wo khapti the cricket ke pehle se the. Aur Shreyas se paamne mera flex ye hai ki maine usko cricket ka khapti maine banaya Shreyas ko. ठीक है, सो माय डैड टॉट श्वेब क्रिकेट एंड देन श्वेब बिकेम अ खप्ती बिकॉज ऑफ मी। तो हम लोग अपने फोन कॉल्स करते थे बड़ी कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव मैच से पहले, और मैं अगर मैच से पहले सोचा था तो श्वेब मुझे जबरदस्ती उठा के टॉर्चर करता था मुझे और कॉन्वर्सेशन कर करके। तो फिर उससे ये आइडिया आई थिंक श्वेब को आया था कि यार इसको ना एक प्रॉपर कॉन्वर्सेशन एक पैनल
टेल द श्वेब इन श्रीलंका ड्यूरिंग द वर्ल्ड कप स्टोरी, दैट आई थिंक इज द मोमेंट पिपी वाज बॉर्न।
Yeah,
because
what he did was a
PP
haircut.
Yeah, totally. But still, you know it better than anyone else. You know it better than anyone else.
I completely forgotten, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. If anyone else remembers the details, you can sort them out. But basically, Shoaib is like very random guy who's obsessed with cricket, and he decided to travel to Sri Lanka for the World Cup in 2011. Or clearly, it was a very, very different world back then, because Shoaib basically shows up at the stadium where Pakistan is practicing, and Shoaib, the greatest institution in Pakistan cricket, Pak Fashion. शुएब ने उनके साथ पता नहीं कोई बहुत ही रूडिमेंट्री किस्म की बात की हुई थी कि मैं आपके लिए ब्लॉग लिख लूंगा या पता नहीं क्या। सो ही शोज अप एट द स्टेडियम एंड ही काइंड ऑफ जस्ट एंटर्स इट एंड देयर लाइक हु आर यू एंड ही इज लाइक ओ मैं पाक फैशन का रिपोर्टर हूँ। एंड आई थिंक अकॉर्डिंग टू उस्मान्स मेमोरी लाइक जो पाकिस्तानी प्रेस बॉक्स के मिडिल एज वल्चर्स थे उन्होंने पप्पू उन्होंने एक क्यूट बच्चा देखा और उसको घेरना शुरू कर दिया। और बोथ आई थिंक डिडी सेज दिस एंड उस्मान आल्सो कंफर्म्स इट कि उस्मान वाज लाइक weary or apna distance rakhta tha, magar baki sab, oh, acha, Park Passion, internet, amazing, ye wo. So then, who was it? Brian Murgatroyd?
Brian Murgatroyd was the media guy, yeah. He was the media guy.
So he
and Sami Burney was also there.
So basically, the Pakistani contingent convinces Brian Murgatroyd that Shoaib is a legit fucking journalist. Important. And so they make him a press pass for the World Cup. And then at some point, I think Wasim Akram is also in the dressing, in the press box. And Shoaib ne Wasim bhai ki videos lagati hai, but dusri taraf Asad ko bhi call kiya hua hai. So Asad is watching Wasim Akram watching himself. Asad, this is true, right?
Oh, I think you mixed up stories, वैसे.
ये ऑस्ट्रेलिया वाला है. Okay. ये ऑस्ट्रेलिया.
Okay, okay, okay. ये ऑस्ट्रेलिया में था. So this story
थीके,
was.
ठीक है, ठीक है. Sorry. Sir, let me just finish this one. Let me
finish the Sri Lanka one.
Yeah. So anyways, Shoaib basically hangs out and everything. Then he goes back home and he writes a blog that at that point, Asad and five other cousins and two university friends read. And he writes a blog about like, guys, I'm a fucking no one. And I just became an insider at the World Cup. Now, one of his friends is a guy called Essen Butt, who used to run the blog 5 Rupees. He's a columnist for Dawn right now. And 5 Rupees back in the day was like the biggest, one of the biggest blogs in Pakistan. And Twitter had just started. So Essen had a lot of followers also. And Essen reads this. And then he shares it saying, this is the most craziest, incredible story you'll read today. And the 2011 World Cup is really the first one where social media kind of is a really big kind of, you know, force or presence or whatever you want to call it. So that blog goes out. Like, that's how I first knew about Shoaib. And everyone in the fucking cricket world knows about it. And the next morning, Shoaib, like, thinking just 7 people have read his blog, walks back into the stadium and Brian Murgatroyd finds him and he's just like, I almost got fired because of you, and you think this is a joke and what the hell. And Shoaib is like super apologetic. Like, I'm really, really sorry. And then he realizes that this thing has gone all over the internet and it's a much bigger thing than he'd realized. And so when a few months later, not a few months, in 2013, he eventually emailed about starting Paces Pesia. So by the time he'd like, that was immediately, you know, oh, this is the guy who snuck into the World Cup. That was his claim to fame.
And he, by the way, because he was coming in, because he was affiliated with Park Passion at the time. Like, if you guys remember, in 2010, Azhar and Mazhar Majeed were writing for Park Passion.
Yeah.
Or like they were really close to Park Passion, and that whole spot fixing thing had happened. So like, it wasn't like a badge of honor that you would flash around saying, hey, I'm associated with Park Passion. Like 6 months after the spot fixing thing had happened. So we were all like, yaar, ye kya scene hai? Burger to hai ye. Shorts bhi pehne hua tha. Like kache, chote chote kache, I think what I remember is he was very deep. I was like, what is up with this kid? Yaar? What's he doing here? How he's... And I was feeling like, you know, wo ek territorial jo possessiveness hoti na ki ye aap meri space pe kaise aa gaye. So I was like, who the hell? Like, why is he here? And so I think that eventually turned into like, he basically got himself kicked out of that World Cup, which was like, it's phenomenal, but it's kind of the way I mean, you know, we're talking about the guy who created the PSL. So he's...
Yeah, future board member.
yeah, of the ICC. He'll be responsible for kicking people like himself out of future global events. I'm sure. So he's gone from one fell swoop to this now.
Actually, this is the worst part, because he knows all of these unauthorized streams. He's made his mission that all the unauthorized streams he has to finish.
Oh, no.
By the way, I've got the email opened that Shoaib sent us April 16, 2013. And then he's like, there's, of course, the arduous task of naming the thing something snazzy. Oh, I was thinking Kirkit Shughal Mela, or Kirkit is spelt with like a K. But of course, we'll bow down to something more catchy. And then like,
Shughal Mela.
Then phir, my favorite one in that was Usman Samiuddin and some Londas you haven't heard of.
OSSL.
The hashtag is there. It's OSASLYHHO.
It rolls off the tongue.
Wow.
Goes off the tongue.
Osasliho. That's a damn good name, bro.
That's perfect, yeah. So much catchier than Pippi.
So how did the PP come about? Like, I think Usman, I saw you tweet something about, you know, coming up with the name. Was it you who came up with the name, or?
I don't know. I know that, like, I had first heard it. The first time was a Shoaib interview. Like, I had interviewed Shoaib in 2007. Shoaib Akhtar in 2000, not Shoaib.
Akhtar, not Naveed,
yeah. Thank you. Shoaib Akhtar in 2007, just after the World Cup. And he was like, had this really weird interview with him where he was like watching TV at the same time and like commenting on what he was seeing. He was picking through channels, like usme ek channel pe history channel pe Richard Nixon aa gaya, Nat Geo pe koi Lions ki documentary chal rahi thi, to wo sirf ek loves keh raha tha is pe ki ye dekho, oh shit, Nixon thala, stuff like this. And in the meantime, he's answering my questions and all. And then I think I asked him about Irfan Pathan, maybe something about Irfan Pathan, and he said Salah spinner. And then like that answer eventually like evolved into like him saying, yeah, pace is pace, yeah. Like you need to have pace. And I was like, okay. So, and you know, he said it literally like without any breaks in the thing. And I put it down in the piece that I did on him. I put it down in there. And then like, I don't know, was it, did, I'm not sure, yeah, if I suggested that as a name.
I can read out. So Usman's email was, if we go by the way of pace, can I add this humble one? Pace is pace, yaar. Said precisely in that, no spaces speed by Shoaibi when talking about Irfan Pathan one.
Irfan. Bracket.
Said, kaun Irfan? Salah spinner. Dekho ek chiz. Pace is pace, yaar. Can't read it.
There you go. So I remembered. I remember. That's how the name came about, I think.
It's also amazing that that suggestion was ignored over the next like 15 emails. But then eventually we needed a name and we came back to this.
I was going to say that I remember there being some resistance around that to that name.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. There's like really boring emails that go on, but eventually we go
administrative emails. Kitty must have gotten involved.
I'm glad you have those emails archived. So just one quick question before I let Zainab take over. I'm kind of curious, how did the podcast, before you recorded the podcast, what was the process? Was it just you come up with a theme and you go? There's no sort of, it doesn't seem like there was, in a good way, that it feels a bit more anarchic than, you know, podcasts that you listen to these days. I mean, which is in many ways the charm. But what was the process of, you know, pre-recording the podcast?
I think, like, I don't know, you guys will remember probably better. The only one that I remember actually like discussing beforehand and thinking about deeply was that the mental health one that we did on linked around Zulkarnain and Heather's whole.
Then
whole,
he went
I think that was the only one we kind of had a pre-discussion about, maybe.
And maybe rewind episode that we did.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of prep, you watch the match a little bit, you know, making notes. Kim Kuskar or baat karein. Apart from that, it's usually if I'm wrong, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It was ki aaj ye match ho raha hai, ispe karna hai ki nahi karna. That was most of the conversation. Ki World Cup ke quarterfinal ho raha hai, to ispe karna hai. Bande available hain, something like that. Very memorable one, and I actually missed that. Was lost 2016. I missed the test match.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, this
put up the rewind episodes.
Sorry, go on, Shiva.
I was saying, did we even put up the rewind episodes?
One of them.
Okay.
I think we did two. A Calcutta wala tha aur ek Hamilton wala tha.
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken.
I don't think we ever put up the Calcutta one. But also, ke shuru mein, so we were, it was also a different number of people. Some people were not on this and we had like a few guests and whatever. And shuru mein, Shoaib was the one who was really like pushing it in the first 10, 12 episodes. And then basically a bunch of things happened. Then Shoaib at some point moved back to Pakistan to work at the PCB. And so Rehan and Imran joined us on the podcast like in 2016. And so the reason was Rehan and I, Rehan, Chima and I were working together at PTV and doing a show. And then Imran and Shoaib were working together at the PCB. And obviously, like, I mean, we worked in the first PSL, we all got along, we asked Rehan and Imran to be on it, but it was also because, you know, up until then, the main thing was that it was all people who were, like, really opinionated and far about cricket.
And literally, there is no one on the planet who is more khwar about cricket than Imran Golden Ahmed Khan. Matlab ke WGKS ki daadi mein kitne baal the, wo bhi pata hai.
Kit design तो बहुत ऊपर ऊपर की चीज है, बहुत जनरल. हाँ,
kit design तो मतलब
expertise वो यानी इमरान अहमद
खान. That's not his
background. Bat पे sponsor logo. Okay. Here's the challenge. Either of you or Zainab, ask Imran about any bat sticker seen on the bat
any
of
player.
Any Pakistani cricketer. Start with Pakistan, then move on to any international cricketer. Pre-90s even, before he was born.
Yeah.
I mean, he was born in about 2010.
Associate Nations also.
Ask him.
Thoda zyada credit.
Quiz time.
Lekin, I think jo original question tha, just coming back to that, I think shuru mein main bhi follow karta tha on and off. So it seemed like things were a bit more planned and obviously a lot more regular. But yeah. By 2016, it was more like, oh, Lords mein test match jeete hai, sare poncho aur podcast karni hai. Ya Champions Trophy Pakistan jeeta hai, jo just marzi waqt jaaga hai, so rahe, utho, podcast karni hai. So I think it then for all of us became more of a tool to celebrate these moments in Pakistan cricket. So 16 mein Lords test tha, 17 mein Champions Trophy thi. I think uske baad humne shayad ek aadhi aur podcast ki hogi, not more.
But yeah, one thing from Imran's point, I want to add over here something which Sami and Zainab, that's something that really, really, you know, I've always think is funny and amazing that we did was, yaar aapko yaad hai ki 2011 November mein Pakistan mein YouTube pe ban lag gaya tha, which lasted till 2015 February. So essentially, jo pace se pace aake jo golden years the, sare ke sare jo 13 se 15 tak, where most of the regular stuff was actually happening. It all happened on either Daily Motion, Vimeo, and Tumblr from our website. Thi, I think to hang out from video.
Tumblr
kya karte
pe,
the.
Yeah, Tumblr pe website. So, then we put up do hangout.
Yeah, there was no Zoom. There was no. The technology was completely different at that time. Where doing it was on Hangout basically, or us pe hum, it was legendary. I'm sure if you guys have seen this. Ki Chima ki light off hai, internet kharab hai.
Chima ki light
off. Hangout को डाउनलोड करके फिर एडिट करके फिर विमियो और साउंड क्लाउड पर डालना होता था विच वुड लाइक यूजली यही होता था कि वो हो गई है अब शोएब नहीं डाल रहा फिर मैं नहीं कर रहा और ऐसे कोई दो हफ्ते पुरानी तो वैसे ही वो एपिसोड रिकॉर्ड भी लेट हुई थी फिर पोस्ट और भी लेट होती थी एंड बेसिकली देयर लाइक 11 पीपल हू एवर हर्ड इट एंड देन आई डोंट नो लाइक पीपल कीप लाइंग टू अस दैट दे हर्ड आवर एपिसोड आई एम प्रीटी श्योर लाइक इमरान आई नो इजंट लाइंग एंड ज़ैनब आई कैन trust but
you know those episodes because as you earlier you asked if they were structured or not because they were never structured we told ourselves ki acha ji 25 minute ki karni hai 20 minute ki karni hai inevitably it would go beyond 50 minutes phir aap aage 50 taki main upper limit nahi de raha hu 72 73 pe jati hai 50 55 pe jati hai but it would just go on
beech mein ye hota tha ki wo hipster fandom bhi aa jata tha thoda sa like randomly Imran Farooq पे discussion शुरू हो गई या वो खुर्रम मंजूर पे discussion शुरू हो गई तो वो एक detour हो जाता था 10 मिनट का
कि उस पे ऐसे तो इतने भोलेपन से कह रहे हो कि randomly discussion शुरू हो जाए तुम ही हमेशा शुरू करते थे खुर्रम मंजूर Imran Farooq पे तो तुम ही करते थे हमेशा इतने भोले ना बनो
those were the best parts the organic
शुरू में तो मैंने ये रोल अस्यूम कर लिया था कि मैं आके ना सिर्फ छोटी छोटी तीलियां लगाऊंगा कि यार बॉब वुलमर की बड़ी तारीफ हो रही है तो मैं आऊंगा और करूंगा कि यार बॉब वुलमर को इतना आरामी कोच तो नहीं था तुम लोगों ने सारा सर पे चढ़ाया है मैं डेविल्स एडवोकेट प्ले करके देखूं तो सही होता गया उसके लिए कॉन्वर्सेशन बड़ी इंटरेस्टिंग निकलती थी क्योंकि एकदम से वो चीमा आ जाता था कोई 50 स्टैटिस्टिक्स लेके कि ये तो वो
आई थिंक व्हाट वाज आल्सो हैपनिंग एट द टाइम वाज के But at least मेरा यही agenda है आज की podcast पे भी because like other than Asad and Abid, everyone else started off as just random fans. But like by the time वो एक when Imran and Nihan come on board, we're all at some level working in cricket. And so that was for Shoaib that and Imran it meant के they're literally on the board, so it was difficult for them to come on episodes. And then it also meant that like jahan pe pehle you know ke humne fala afwa suni hai ya usman tells us something ya we saw something on twitter or whatever now like rehan and chima are handling a psl winning side you know shoaib and imran already like are intimately involved in everything that's happening in the board I was involved like working with the board or writing on it etc And that was a really strange thing, because what had gotten us all these positions and everything was the fact that we were all really major fans. Magar phir uske saath saath ye bhi tha ke Pippi ki sanctity aur maza usi ke saath saath zaya ho raha tha ya ja raha tha, kyunki ab aapko pareshani hai ke yaar wo koi dekh lega ya PCB wale dekhenge ya or as you know, like Shoaib was the first one to complain about this, and I think it eventually got to all of us, which was like, man, like, cricket is my job. Like, I'm fucking sick of it. I don't want to talk about it. Which is, I think, the last test match Pakistan ka hua hai, to uspe hamare WhatsApp group mein shayad do messages bhi nahi the final day pe, ya ek message tha. Like, so, you know, like, we were talking, but we just weren't discussing cricket. And I think, ek bahut hi strange journey rahi ye, because it's like, wohi jo aapke sare khwab the ke oh mujhe cricket mein involve hona hai, insider banna hai, andar kya ho raha hai, ye bola bola, wo sare khwab pure ho gaye, then you realize, oh shit, now it's impossible to be a fan.
Yeah, I think iske upar I just like to add ke usme thoda sa ye bhi hua hai ke Paces pe shuru hui thi as a podcast, right? But pichle 6 saalon mein there's more that has happened on that group not related to cricket, which means there is more of a dosti and a doston ka club now, as opposed to it being just a podcast and people discussing cricket. To ye jo test match wali baat hai, I think maine ye realize bhi nahi ki thi ke hua tha, but we talk on that group every day, right? Which yeah. means ke it then morphed into a form of friendship. So I don't look at it as a podcast now. I look at it as a group of friends who like cricket, yes, but there's a number of other things that they find common ground in and discuss and talk about.
Yeah, वैसे, I mean, I see we're saying that we don't look at it as a podcast now, which is true, but I don't think even at the start we looked at it as a podcast, because we only did what, like 3.5 episodes ever in our lives? Yeah, we barely did any episodes. We like, we have the gall to call ourselves a podcast when we must have done gin chunke kitni kari hui. Thus,
officially the episode count is over 50. Yeah, it's around 70.
It's over 50.
Australia, when Australia came to UAE in 2014, so us time pe we did every day of the test matches.
Yeah,
and then like some random
and I remember just hamara we traveled down under, so I think between 2013 and 2015 end, jab Shoaib basically PSL mein aaya, mujhe remember I was rattled. Shoaib joined PCB in 2015 jab Zimbabwe aayi thi, jet planes and all of that. So around till that time, June 2013 to 2015 late, is when PP was basically at its peak in terms of number of episodes coming out. And one more thing I wanted to add over here, jo Ahmed ne basically baat boli, you know, people join cricket in professional capacity. There were multiple opportunities that people have here received. Kiji, aap isko on a sponsored level pe le jaye. I think Ahmed for 2015 World Cup, I think, if I'm not mistaken. There were many opportunities. And this is one of the favorite things that I, for me, Shoaib has done. That's again, karenge to apna, kisi ke schedule pe, kisi ke agenda pe, us tarah se nahi karenge, apna karenge. And then obviously, gradually, hamara phir apna sab logon ki involvement ho gayi thi. It was difficult for people to come and be part of it for the professional reasons. So, phir ye bas ek, in fact, mujhe to 2017 ka final yaad hai, Champions Trophy ka, uske baad kab kiye, mujhe yaad bhi nahi mujhe to. 2019 World Cup, I think. Maybe usme to kuch kiya hoga.
Humne ek do private sessions kare, which haven't been broadcast to anyone, I think, right? Since then, yeah. We have done like
one
really fun ones also.
Yeah,
मेरा फेवरेट पब्लिक सेशन जो था ना, वो पाकिस्तान साउथ अफ्रीका का वर्ल्ड कप 2015 के बाद जो हमने भड़ास निकाली थी ना जाके, आई डोंट नो याद है, हमने ना सिर्फ पूरी एपिसोड में बैठ के गालियां दी थी, कुछ नहीं किया था, और नो अवार्ड पसंद आया था कि यार वाह, बहुत ही अमेजिंग पॉडकास्ट हुई है.
सुहेल खान मूव्स द चैंपियन.
I think that thing Abid just mentioned, jab Zimbabwe aayi thi Pakistan, तो उस वक्त ये लोग पीसीबी में थे, शुएब और इमरान और मैं, रेहान और चीमा, वी हैड लाइक बैक स्टेज एक्सेस एसेंशियली. और बेसिकली टीडी का जो ऑफिस था कजाफी में, वो उसमें एक फ्रिज था जिसमें पानी पड़ा हुआ था, और क्योंकि सिक्योरिटी इतनी टाइट थी तो स्टेडियम में पानी नहीं आया था. So I don't know, by like hour three, like all the celebrities were also sharing that space, or they were all thirsty, or us waqt matlab basically jo bhi class or grace or everything around celebrity like just ripped away. People were like party dek khana da samosa party, and like pagal kutte billi ho rahe the. Aur hum log kyunki Imran aur Shoaib ke offices wahan pe the, to hamare paas thode wo. Like, I feel that was the moment that Pippi stopped being like an amateur thing. Like, hum Meera ke saath tasveere khichwa rahe hain aur like mukhtalif wo kaun si model thi yaar,
like wo tasveere kabhi internet pe nahi aayi waise hamare hi WhatsApp pe chalti hain kabhi
internet. Yeah. That was the moment that we had kind of we went over to
maine kaha Ahmed tum jo yaad kar rahe ho तुम जो याद कर रही हो प्रॉब्ली रिमेम्बरिंग आयशा उमर वाला वाली सिचुएशन
या ऑल ऑफ दैट एंड देन मिस नहीं बट मिस बा याद नहीं है लाइक मेरीन पार्क या पता नहीं कौन दिस मॉडल वाज लाइक ओ माय सन इज योर बिग फैन और मिस बा की फुल फट चुकी थी के मेरे भी फैन है और it was a really fun experience but also like you know you're no longer random Twitter people who are podcasting, like you're behind, you're literally backstage at the Qazafi. That changes things.
I'm looking now, by the way, our group on WhatsApp has been going since the start 2014.
Group to baad mein bana tha, haan. Group pehle to email chali thi. Group
banaye 2014 chal raha hai.
Yeah,
but it's like it's the platform on which we most kind of do anything now.
Also, I think one other major thing was in terms of podcast, obviously we're friends, but I think for all of us who are writers, is a really common thing to throw your thesis out in the group and get an idea of what people are thinking. Those of us who are administrators would do the same. There are times where like some members of PIPI are representing the PSL franchises and others are representing the board, and there's passive aggressive bullshit that matlab usme strings ki bhi bajai ja rahi hai aur PIPI ki bhi bajai hai aur franchise
ki bajai ja rahi hai.
That's one of the funny things now is ke every kind of gossip session even is so consequential, because pehle ye hota tha ke you know, Anwar Ali team mein kab aayega, aur ab ye hai ki tumhe pata hai ki kiski bhai jo hai wo drugs ke saath pakda gaya tha South Africa mein, aur kisne
chhodwaya. Nahi, Amer wo wali baat ki ab hamare group mein hamara ek banda hai, wo aake ek sawal karta hai, phir hum sab kehte hain ki yaar tum iska jawab maloom tha, sawal kyun kar rahe ho?
Kaun hai
ye batao na mujhe.
Kaun hai bhai?
Mujhe dekho phir se sawal kar raha hai, iska jawab
maloom. Sabse powerful epic Zoom ne bhi na usko meri screen pe the beach mein bithaya, because like the most powerful person in Pakistan cricket. Matlab ke actually there's so many stories you can't tell for legal reasons, but like a major cricketing star who would celebrate like this was once being banned entry from the national stadium. Aur matlab ke Wazir Azam aur Sadr bhi pareshan hai aur sab keh rahe hain Imran Ahmed Khan ka hai. Imran ne aake wo is level ke masle resolve
karwa raha hai. Okay, I think the next question fits in organically very nicely into the conversation that you guys were having about the WhatsApp group. So the WhatsApp group is still active, and you guys already talked a lot about how it's gone beyond cricket. So how much has it now morphed into a typical Pakistani male WhatsApp uncles group? Because now you're all in that age bracket, so
what is this, yaar? Hello. What is this? We're all uncles. Yaar, ye to podcast khatam karo, yaar.
Podcast or something. She waited till we had enough material that even if you all left, we still have enough to go with.
The only person who can really take offense to this is Golden Imi on this, because he's about 7. But all the rest of us are like truly uncles right now. But you know, actually, one of the things that I appreciate the most, and we've said this within the group also on the WhatsApp group, is that for all like the occasional conflicts of interest we have, because we work in, you know, directly opposing fields sometimes, for all that we are a full male member group, like there's actually a very refreshingly small, if negligible, amount of toxicity on that. on that group. And I think like one of the things that I love most about the group is that like there's genuine, like, you know, there's genuine empathy. Kuch, yane, kisi cheez pe bhi, like, you know, on any like major topic of the day. So, you know, we could be talking like religion in Pakistan, we could be talking politics in Pakistan, we could be talking like culture war somewhere else. But like that Pippi group, at least for me, it is definitely like my kind of echo chamber where I know that if I go to that group, that I know people, generally like-minded people, will be kind of there reaffirming and validating, like, you know, whatever concerns or thoughts and stuff I have. So yeah, that's one of the good things about that group, that, you know, despite being uncles who now do WhatsApp forwards, and despite all being men, we have somehow, I think, avoided being male uncles, if that makes sense. I think,
as the least athletic person on this group, I'm definitely the uncle here. But like, I think I would follow that up with Usman said, maybe Usman ki last time in Karachi mein tha baat ho rahi thi ke, you know, as guys, like, as you grow older, there's so many of your friends who are doing toxic shit that you really can't condone, and you can't really stay friends with them, etc. And like, we were talking about how grateful we are ki hum log matlab almost 10 saal se ab ye sare dost hain, and jaise ki Imran ne kaha ki matlab hum log saath kaam karte hain, I mean for me these are some of my best friends, but like there hasn't, you know, I think a lot of times like it's an echo chamber, it's also a refuge ke, you know, there's none of that ke, don't express emotions or don't be like happy for each other or don't say I love you or whatever. Hi, this is my cat Siggy. And I think, but the other thing I really want to talk about the WhatsApp group, which only the insiders know, is the concept of silence. So basically, jab Pakistan ka koi match ho raha hota hai, and it gets to a stage, and it can happen chasing or batting, whatever, like at any point, the match is now crucial, right? So like, let's say ke ekdam se 4 wicket giri thi, but jo 5th wicket hai, unhone koi 20 run ka stand bana diya hai. And so just that moment, that moment where hope is possible, then someone will say silence. And so that means that no matter how much you want to, you can't WhatsApp.
I mean, the silence has to either primarily come from Tiddi, because, you know, random silence nahi hai.
Tiddi random silence nahi hai, yeah. The actual rule, the sub clause of that rule is that it has to be Tiddy who's initiating
the silence. I think silence, there's two aspects of this. So silence kind of spread further. You should have about resistance with the silence, because this is the most tense part of the game, and the one place where you send all your cricket texts, usi point pe you can't send anything, right? That's, I think it drives Imran nuts the most. But Tiddy ka jo specific tha, which is I think he's written about way back in the day, is Kali. And Kali is what? Kali Aankh or Kali?
Kali Baddua. Kali
Baddua. So Kali Baddua ke bahut specific rules hai, and only Tiddy the third thing is also, which the Shia element of the group has pushed and is generally accepted, is that we take the story of Bibi. So in order of desperation, and I think like my favorite example of silence, like, I think multiple sessions of Azhar Ali and Asad Shafiq batting together and not getting out. I think, matlab, jo Pakistan world number one pe gaya, usme hamari silence ka bahut bada haath hai.
But it's crucial. Actually, my favorite silence is Lords 2016, the aakhir ki 4 wicket jo lena.
That's another one.
When Bairstow was still batting in that chase.
That was a great silence. Because I took a flight from Islamabad to Karachi, and उसमें वो silence पे पूरी flight गई थी वो.
अच्छा एक मसला ये भी होता है कि हम लोग क्योंकि different streams पे देख रहे होते हैं तो एक time lag भी चल रहा होता है. Like वो कुछ लोगों की stream आगे, कुछ लोगों की stream पीछे है, साथ में silence भी चल रहा है. अजीब है. मैं तो group follow करके मुझे उतनी tension हो रही होती है.
ये non-resident PPA members का problem है. Usman and Asad primarily.
Maybe it's also people with shitty internet का मसला. बिकॉज आई फील मेरे साथ ये अक्सर हुआ है. और फिर होता है कि जैसे छक्का पड़ा है अब वो कोई 2.5 मिनट पहले हुआ था सबने ओ मैन व्हाट अ शॉट लुक एट हिम ये वो और फिर मेरी स्ट्रीट पे और मैं भी उसी पैशन से या फक यस यू आर अ पोस्ट दैट बिकॉज आई थिंक इट्स सच अ फन एक्सपीरियंस. लाइक आई थिंक probably in like ever since this group's been around I haven't watched cricket any other way other than only Pace's Pace on the WhatsApp and myself alone, like that's how I'll watch cricket the or like not with people.
I just Emmer want to internet Emmer, I want to repeat what Emmer was saying is that so 2017 Champions Trophy final I didn't see it. I was not in, I did not have access to TV anyway. I was away and when I came back and they were like I think around about कोई 1200 मैसेजेस थे ग्रुप पे एंड आई हैड नेवर सी आई हैड नॉट सीन द मैच एट ऑल. सो आई केम बैक होम आई डाउनलोडेड द यू नो द हाईएस्ट क्वालिटी रेजोल्यूशन ऑफ हाइलाइट्स अवेलेबल एंड ऑल दैट एंड बिफोर दैट आई रेड थ्रू ऑल दोस 1200 मैसेजेस जस्ट टू बी श्योर कि मैं ये पढ़ूंगा और फिर मैं मैच देखूंगा. तो वो जो एक एलिमेंट व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप का है ना वो बहुत बहुत एक स्पेशली नाउ इज नाउ ऑलमोस्ट एन इंटीग्रल पार्ट ऑफ इट क्रिकेट वॉचिंग एक्सपीरियंस फॉर मी.
यार आई
एम शिटी शिटी
मैं शिटी इंटरनेट की रेफरेंस पे कह रहा था कि माशाल्लाह घंटा होने को है और चीमा मुझे फुल सुपर एचडी में नजर आ रहा है.
I was saying कि आबिद जरा ये तो बताना कि तुमने चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी का फाइनल क्यों मिस किया था.
I was doing a reporting trip to Siachen, so I was there. I was at Siachen.
So, like, I mean, literally, come on, yaar, Abid, on scale of priorities, like, where are you at, yaar? Tum Champions Trophy final, tum jaake Khamkhai mein wo kar rahe ho story Siachen pe, like about two nations that hate each other. Like, come on, yaar, get with the program, yaar.
I really should have, but yeah. So this is what happened.
And I can't say much more about that story because otherwise I will be killed.
Another favorite Pippi WhatsApp group moment, which was super awkward for everyone except me, because I was already, no, it was awkward for me as well. That PSL jispe COVID outbreak hua tha. Oh. It was like all of us were inside the bubble and Usman was reporting and matlab ye bhi tha ki ek dusre ko kya batana hai aur tumne kya suna aur maine kya suna. Wo like that was where it was just like, man, this group has mutated into something
that was an totally awkward navigation expecting. That was a few weeks of very awkward navigation of life generally and that group, the repercussions of which are still fresh.
And मतलब कि स्टेट सीक्रेट लेवल पे चल रहा था वो सब कुछ. और ये भी हो रहा है कि अच्छा अगर उसने तो व्हाट्सएप किया था कि मैं इसकी बर्थडे पे हूँ. एक सेकंड बर्थडे
जितनी मुझे सिर्फ ये मालूम है कि उस दौरान जितनी साइड बारिंग उस ग्रुप में हुई है ना वो शायद और कभी फिर इससे पहले या उसके बाद कभी नहीं हुई होगी जितनी साइड बारिंग उस ग्रुप में हुई है. अल्लाह माफ करे. बट आई एम जस्ट लुकिंग, I just typed in silence on my search in WhatsApp. And of course, it goes back a long way. But there's some rules have been established by Tiddy. The last time we tried to invoke a silence, well, one of the last time, 2019. So I said, and I think it was actually a neutral game. So it wasn't involving Pakistan, but he World Cup mein tha. I don't know if you guys remember this. I think we needed somebody else to win or something.
Of course.
West Indies, New Zealand?
So I think so. So maine kaha ke, let's establish some rules for today when silence comes into play. BB to be invoked or not? So Shoaib, nahi, Asad ka pehle jawab hai. Ha ha. No, Usman, these rituals are only for Pakistan game. At max, they can be invoked in a neutral game where we want India to lose desperately. And then Tiddy adds, Asad says that I'm telling you, Shoaib will agree with this. So Tiddy kata hai, Kali and silence can be evoked depending on the level of visceral hate England are able to conjure towards the team. These rules, yeah, these rules. Oh my God.
Achha, and the BB can only be done once a year as well. That's the other.
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's the other Gremlin midnight rule.
I feel that's one of those great moments where like Pakistan is losing a test match in Australia, but you're like, is saal World Cup bhi hai. So do we really want to use up the BB?
I was going to suggest that these rules should be, you know, released and copyrighted so that more fans can follow them, Pakistan would benefit from it.
The number of business ideas that we have discussed and not acted upon in that to try and leverage whatever little leverage PP has, like we could probably have a separate group for that.
Maybe ek alag se startup group ban chuka hota PP ka basically naam se.
Kitne yaar t-shirt ideas, Kali rules, BB rules.
I think Usman is the only one with a t-shirt in the group, or does anybody else have it as well?
तो काली बद्दुआ है वो बड़ी फैसिनेटिंग है कि उसकी जो रूल्स उसके हैं वो ये है रूल्स क्या पहले होता है कि श्वेब ने बनाया था कि पहले उसको स्टंप्स का क्लियर व्यू आना चाहिए तो तीनों स्टंप्स नजर आएंगे तो फिर वो काली बद्दुआ लगाएगा उसके बाद नहीं इट्स नॉट येट इन प्ले पहले सिग्नल आए लाइक बॉल पैड्स पे लगेगी या कोई डायरेक्ट थ्रो
इनसाइड एज कहीं से निकल जाए
और उस जब वो होगा फिर श्वेब कहता था ओके इट्स ऑन और फिर नॉर्मली अगले ओवर में और बहुत दफा सक्सेसफुल हुई है लाइक और जब सक्सेसफुल नहीं होती थी तो पॉइंट ये था कि क्योंकि लोग बिलीव नहीं कर रहे हैं इसकी सक्सेसफुल नहीं हो रही है
कोई हमेशा एक नॉन बिलीवर था या एमी गोल्डन ने कभी साइलेंस ब्रेक करी होगी कोई हुजूर का बिलीव सा सवाल पूछ के एमी गोल्डन ने जिसका उसे जवाब खुद मालूम होगा मगर पूछेगा वो जरूर और वो साइलेंस कर यार भाइयों अगर मैं साइलेंस तोड़ दूं तो ये हम मैच हार जाएंगे यार तुम सवाल क्यों पूछ रहे हो ये
इसके सवाल हमेशा ऐसे होते हैं कि व्हाई इज बाबर आजम नॉट यूजिंग द गैप इन मिड ऑफ मतलब एक स्पेसिफिक क्वेश्चन होता है एंड इट्स जस्ट लाइक इमरान दिस इज नॉट द टाइम एंड देन फिर थोड़ी देर तक इमरान सोचता है मैं पुश करूं नहीं करूं लाइक डिपेंडिंग ऑन हिज मूड एंड हाउ बैड पाकिस्तान इज वी go back to silence or not.
I think it's before some members leave, I think it's a good time to talk about Asad Shafiq, which is one of the reasons I enjoyed listening to the show. I think it would be a disservice to not talk about him on the reunion episode.
You can't talk about Asad Shafiq as a single entity, right? Like, it's basically ke wo Habil or Kabil, matlab ke Laila Majnu, like it's Azhar Ali and Asad Shafiq. Aur wo uske do matlab maslak the Pippi ke andar jiske matlab jo mufti
flag bearers the ek flag bearer jo hai wo Tiddi hamare founder ko peghambar ka putra hai wo
Sayyid Shoaib Naveed Thamnabad wale aur dusra you know Haider Aitchison Mufti Hasan Chima or matlab ke this like I think the reason Pace are like whatever resonated or the fact like 9 years later we're talking about it was that this was a group of people who would literally fight to the death over Azhar Ali versus Asad Shafiq in fucking UAE in matches that like their mothers aren't watching I mean obviously this was our primary fight but like all kinds of things where it's like people everyone has like murderous kind of opinions about ke Shan Masood's backlift or you know
hello don't forget Umar Akmal at number 6 or Umar Akmal as a wicketkeeper or Umar Akmal up the order
Some of these were like ke wo ek do bande ki obsession thi jo pure group ne phir usko matlab ek saath leke har jagah push karna shuru kar diya tha
own kar liya
ha Umar Akmal pe I think hamesha ek abhi koi ikhtilaf nahi thi we were all in love with Umar Akmal and we just needed a new angle on it every time ke, oh yaar isko 3 pe nahi khila rahe isliye nahi khel raha tha
ye Ahmed abhi group pe kisi ne dali thi na uski New Zealand wali innings abhi somebody had tweeted that तो वो ग्रुप पे वीडियो दोबारा शेयर हुई है उसकी
रियली
आई एम श्योर वी हैड दैट
हां ये इसके भी डेब्यू इनिंग्स इज सेंचुरी है वो शेयर हुई है ग्रुप पे आई नो दिस फॉर अ फैक्ट
आई मीन लेट्स फेस इट अगर अभी भी इसको टेस्ट मैच में उमर अकमल को डालें आई थिंक वी ऑल बी वेरी एक्साइटेडली
यार बस
कर दो ऑल एक्साइटेड टू वॉच इट अगेन
तू भी सब सिर्फ एक्साइटेड हो गए और कोई नहीं एक्साइटेड होगा सिर्फ तुम
आई वुड बी एक्साइटेड टू वॉच असद एक्साइटमेंट
हां दैट्स वेरी
असद भाई की फील्स reignite हो जाएंगे
पहला तो ये कहना चाह रहे हैं बात से सब का फौरन से मैसेज आ जाएगा यार और चीज आ रही है गाइस
और assuming उमर अकमल 6 पे बैटिंग कर रहा है तो जब 2-3 आउट हो जाएंगे तो फिर असद भाई का एक मैसेज आएगा ग्रुप पे कि बॉयज आज उमर अकमल का दिन है
अभी आज देखो आज क्या दो अगस्त है ना, 28 तक आई थिंक पाकिस्तान इंडिया का मैच है एशिया कप में, है ना 28 को है ना, तो असद का कब मैसेज आएगा? 27 की रात को
बॉयज, आई थिंक 27 की रात,
लेकिन एक इसमें फैक्टर ये है कि बीच में आशूरा भी है, तो अगर वो यजीद और इमाम हुसैन की राइवलरी पे से निकल जाए असद आगे, तो 10 मुहर्रम को भी हमें मैच करा सकते
यार। लेकिन मसला ये है कि एशिया कप के मैच अगर हम जीत गए तो फिर हम वर्ल्ड कप में हार जाएंगे, अब वो भी तो एक
मगर एशिया कप में तीन मैचेस हो सकते हैं, दो तो है तीसरा,
तो बेसिकली वी नीड टू लूज ऑल थ्री मैचेस, we need to lose all three matches to win the world t20 game na,
as far as I call
it, I thought you were talking about the world test championship final, usme bhi abhi chance hai to jaane,
main abhi call kar raha hu is baat ke bawajood 27 ki raat se pehle jo hai na asad bhai ki feels aa jayenge,
feels aa jayengi, feels will infiltrate the group,
feels alag hai, feel to aayengi,
asad ki feels hongi ki pakistan 4-0 jeetega तीनों एशिया कप और फिर
बॉलीवुड,
देखो यार अदर वे वी कैन विन,
मैं अपना मोहम्मद हफीज वाला फ्लेक्स मारूंगा यहाँ पे चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी वाला,
वो सॉलिड था सर,
टीम्स वर लाइक ऑन द स्पॉट,
सॉलिड सॉलिड सर,
बता भी दिए
और आगे की स्टैटिस्टिक्स
व्हाट द फ्लेक्स इज,
बताएं बताएं ना स्टोरी
बताएं
यार, वो बेसिकली चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी में ये हुआ था कि हमने इंडिया से फेटी चढ़ी थी, फिर हमें और किसी पेटी, काफी पेटी चढ़ी थी हमें, फिर साउथ अफ्रीका,
इंडिया से चढ़ी थी, फिर
इंडिया से आ रहे थे, फिर साउथ अफ्रीका,
हमने जब इंग्लैंड को हराया था ना तो उसमें मोहम्मद हफीज ने एक छक्का मारा था, उसमें मैंने कहा यार ये बॉय जो है ना ये फॉर्म में है, तो मैंने तुम लोगों को कहा था ये फाइनल में परफॉर्म करेगा, तुम लोगों ने कहा था यार वो जो तू पी रहा है मुझे भी हमें भी यस करा जरा, एक डायलॉग है मखसूस इसके लिए, और फिर उस बॉय ने आज, और फिर इंडिया वाले मैच के ईव पे मैंने कहा था कि गेम ऑन है, सीन ऑन है, और तुम लोगों ने बिल्कुल बिल्कुल ना उम्मीद, सारे बिटर अंकल एक से एक सब ना उम्मीद,
हमें
इवन दो आई डोंट रिमेंबर एनी ऑफ दिस बट आई एम कन्विंस्ड दैट यू आर रिकॉलिंग द ट्रू,
बिकॉज़ कि मैंने ये फील्स पे इतना बिलीव करना शुरू कर दिया कि अब की बार ये वर्ल्ड टी ट्वेंटी में ऑस्ट्रेलिया वाले गेम में मैं फिर मुझे फील आ गई कि अब तो गेम ऑन है, जब हमने वो इंडिया को हराया ना मैंने कहा अब तो सीन ऑन है, ना मेरे पास छुट्टी ना मेरे पास कोई घर पे मतलब सब कुछ छोड़ के मैं जा रहा हूँ वर्ल्ड टी ट्वेंटी का मैच देखने सेमीफाइनल, और मैं चला गया और मैं पहन के भी ना वो अपनी ऑस्ट्रेलिया वाली शर्ट पहन के चला गया जो हमने 11 साल पहले, फुल मेरी फील्स ना पंप हुआ हुआ मैं, तो मैं 18 घंटे फ्लाई करके पहुंचा, 4 घंटे सोया, पहुंच गया स्टेडियम और वहां पे मतलब हम टॉस हार गए और मतलब मुझे उधर ही समझ आ गई कि भाई ऑफ, फिर भी वो गेम ना एंड तक उन्होंने तरसाया, 3.5 घंटे तक तरसाया और लास्ट 19वें ओवर में जाके मतलब जाके बैठे हुआ मैं कि यार मैं अभी 18 घंटे फ्लाई करके आया हूं मैं क्या करूं यहां पे,
और वापस फॉरेन ही चले गए थे आप,
मैं मतलब मैंने अपना फाइनल कैंसिल कर दिया, और फिर मैं पॉडकास्ट फिर मैं ट्विटर स्पेस पे गया और हसन और मजर जो है ना डिस्कशन करेंगे यार ये गेम तो इतना है ही नहीं है, तो वो टेस्ट मैच था सिटी वाला वो है,
आई मेंटेन दैट
और Zainab, I know you have to leave soon as well, so do you want to squeeze in one more question?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to stay longer, but मेरा पाकिस्तान में it's past 11, so I think given space यहाँ पे बात हो रही है तो आई थिंक मे बी द क्वेश्चन आई वांट टू यूज क्विक टॉक अबाउट पाकिस्तान्स करंट, आई नो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट नॉन सीरियस थिंग्स बट क्विक असेसमेंट ऑफ पाकिस्तान्स स्पेस बॉलिंग रिसोर्सेज, आ रहा है कोई 200 विकेट लेगा टेस्ट क्रिकेट में या मजीद 200 साल इंतजार करें?
उस्मान, यू सेड समथिंग लाइक पाकिस्तानी फास्ट बॉलर्स आर हियर फॉर अ गुड टाइम नॉट अ लॉन्ग टाइम, वाज दैट?
आई मेंटेन दे आर ऑल हियर फॉर अ गुड टाइम नॉट अ लॉन्ग टाइम, अभी तो शाहीन अफरीदी इज व्हाट स्टक ऑन 99 आई थिंक, राइट 25 टेस्ट में 99 पे, उसकी भी यू नो इतनी ऐसी तारीफ हो गई पाकिस्तान की, इवन लाइक शाहीन अफरीदी, माय डिफॉल्ट थॉट इज दैट समहाउ we will find a way for him to not reach 200 test wickets. And so, like, the next guy to get there, I don't know, man. Like, Kemar Roach has got 200 wickets, yaar. Hum log abhi tak, humara aakhri 200 wicket wala pacer kaun tha, Chima? Was it Waqar? No.
Waqar.
Right? That back in like 90...
95.
My God. Some of us on this group were not born at the time that Waqar took his 200th wicket. Huh, Imi?
I was born, man. Aapki baat kare.
You were there. Yes, you saw the 92 World Cup win as a 3-month-old or something along those lines. But yeah, pace may, like, I mean, I don't know, man. I've stopped like making any kind of calls on Pakistan's pace bowling. It's
yeah, but I think the question is, do we really care ke koi wicket zyada leta hai, or do we care aur jitna bhi karte hai, how much they, how?
Nahin, mujhme ek hai, ek statistical khujli hai, that has to be itched every now, that has to be scratched every now and again. Yaar, ek to koi banda 200 aur 250 pe aa jaye, ek to koi fast bowler aa jaye, kaun nahi aaya, Sabi nahi aaya, Gul nahi aaya, Shaib bhi nahi aaya, uske baad se Aamir Aasif nahi aaye.
Agar unka charm aur romance hi hai na, ki wo aate hi thodi der ke liye hai, jo Shoaib Akhtar ka charm hai, jo Mohammad Aasif ka charm hai,
good time not long time, wo ek scene hai. Lekin agar ek mere andar ek statistic, ek Chima bhi baitha hua hai mere andar, jo kehta hai yaar ki ek 99 पे, ऐसा तो ये बोलो ना फिर सेंचुरी की कोई मायने नहीं है. 99 पे आउट हो जाए, 100 पे आउट हो जाए, आपकी टीम को उतना ही फर्क पड़ना है.
अब आमिर के पीक्स चेक करें. आमिर के पीक्स हैं मतलब के वर्ल्ड T20 का फाइनल से था ना, चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी के फाइनल में मतलब के कोहली और ऊपर से टॉप 3 आउट करना. मतलब वुड यू टेक दैट और वुड यू टेक हिम हैविंग अ बोरिंग 200 विकेट करियर विद नो.
I would take him having 200 wickets because that would mean that he's won some good test matches. I would take the 200.
I think, but also Hassan and Imran, you should answer this question because both of you have the most contact with like emerging players and everything. Players. So like, and the structures around them. So you guys take a shot at this.
Yeah, so I'll let Chima take that one. But usse pehle, what are we playing? 29 test matches in the next cycle? Usman, you would know the exact number?
Yeah, 29. Yeah.
Right. So, matlab 29 test match, 100 wickets, Shaheen Shah would probably be there if he plays these 29 test matches, right? So it's not like you're playing a lot of cricket as it is. So, what 200, 300, 400 wickets is not the currency for bowlers, for me at least. The currency is is saal khela, is saal kitne matches jitaye. So, Hasan Ali would be a great example. Stellar comeback in 2021, off color in 2022, but 2021 itself, he won his good test matches. So I think wo metric mere liye to change ho gaya. Baki naye bowlers mein, I would say ke white ball zyada focus hai. Red ball mein abhi you're struggling to have a decent second pacer with Shaheen as it is.
Nahi, I think if a second pacer, they'll probably have Naseem long term, like both of, almost since his debut wo baat chal rahi hai. And matlab, I'm surprised it took them so long, but it's also sort of like hum thoda for granted le lete hain this idea. Pakistan mein hota hai bada, aur sirf Pakistan mein ye hota hai ki Ahmer follows American sports as well, but wahan pe baat hoti hai like kis 22 saal ka khiladi aata hai usko kehte hain ki abhi year 3 year 4 mein jaake ye player banega. Pakistan mein kya hota hai, like Naseem isn't even over 2021 right now, or like he's had an entire career of narratives built around him already. So like Shaheen bhi hai, Naseem bhi hai, there are guys who are built for that. Dhani bhi came through in the red ball game, lekin phir baat wahin pe aati hai ki aapki red ball mein ek to issue hai ki aap khelte kitna, dusra ye issue hai ki aapki understanding of red ball jo hai wo matlab ki there was a period where Misbah wala pura period tha when you were using specifically experienced players kyunki alien conditions the, aapka domestic system completely phaka hua tha, इस तरह की सिचुएशन थी. अब आपके पास हालांकि प्लेयर्स आ रहे हैं, एंड इफ यू ट्राई टू गेट समवन, एंड यू ट्राई टू गेट अ नसीम शाह, एंड यू ट्राई टू गेट अन अब्दुल्ला शफीक, एंड दैट इज सीन एज लाइक मतलब क्रिमिनल बाय द नैरेटिव मेकर्स के कितने मैचेस खेला हुआ है इसने, क्या खेला है, ऑल ऑफ दैट स्टफ. तो वो सब कुछ करने के बाद
गुलचेन पे नहीं है
लाइक वो बहुत इशू हो जाता है पाकिस्तान का. बट लाइक अगर ये एक अकल के साथ लगा के जिस तरह से सॉर्ट ऑफ बिल्ट द T20 टीम ओवर द पास 4-5 years, जिस तरह से वो किया उस तरह से रेड बॉल की करने की कोशिश करें तो की जा सकती है. बट आपके सामने अभी ऑब्वियस एग्जांपल है श्रीलंका का, कि फ्रॉम द न्यूजीलैंड सीरीज अंटिल द ऑस्ट्रेलिया सीरीज एक चीज आपके एटलीस्ट कॉमन थी, मतलब अजहर कभी स्कोर कर रहा था, बाबर कभी स्कोर कर रहा था, बट योर लोअर मिडल ऑर्डर फवाद एट फाइव, रिजवान एट सिक्स, फहीम एट सेवन, दैट वॉज समथिंग दैट वॉज वर्किंग, दैट वॉज समथिंग जिसने आपको न्यूजीलैंड में टेस्ट फाइट कराया, जिसने आपको साउथ अफ्रीका वाले दोनों टेस्ट में भी गो एंड लुक बैक एट देम, वो आपका टॉप ऑर्डर का कोई सीन नहीं था, मतलब 220 पे आप 34 हो रहे हो इन अनदर पाकिस्तान टीम, इन पाकिस्तान टीम लाइक द वन श्रीलंका वाली, 80 ऑल आउट 100 ऑल आउट टाइप सीन हो सकता था, बट आपने आपकी जो चीज चल रही होती है वही आप हिला देते हो, बिकॉज अगेन बिकॉज ऑफ अ लैक ऑफ टेस्ट बिटवीन दो सीरीज के दरमियान में 4 महीने का टाइम होता है, बोर्ड बदल गया, कोच बदल गए, कप्तान बदल गया, सोच बदल गई, वो सब चीजें इतनी ज्यादा हो जाती हैं, दैट ऑल्सो कम्स बैक टू वो जो आपका लैक ऑफ क्रिकेट है कि आपको अभी जैसे रिजवान की फॉर इंस्टेंस मैं बात कर लूँ कि रिजवान ने ऑस्ट्रेलिया वाली सीरीज में 100 मारी टू सेव बेसिकली 150-200 ओवर इन द बैटिंग की एंड उस तरह करके इन्होंने स्कोर कराया पिछले आई थिंक फर्स्ट, उसके बाद एक और भी उसने 50 मारी थी इसके भी फर्स्ट टेस्ट में, एंड येट एंड ऑफ द श्रीलंका सीरीज बात ये हो रही है कि अब रिजवान तो रेड बॉल का प्लेयर ही नहीं है, रिजवान की जगह पे किसी को खिलाना चाहिए, बिकॉज वो चीज 3-4 महीने पहले हुई और हम भूल गए हैं, तो अनटिल यू सॉर्ट ऑफ आर लाइक के आपकी रेड बॉल की एक कलेक्टिव मेमोरी होगी तब तक उसके आगे आई डोंट थिंक कुछ भी हो सकता है.
I think I also wanted to just answer this question from my perspective today, क्योंकि मुझे ये लगता है कि जब तक मैं मतलब सिर्फ बैठ के लिख रहा होता था, टीवी पे देख रहा होता था, तो एक वो था कि आपके दिमाग में एक 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 अननोन फैक्टर होता है, बिकॉज़ अ लॉट दैट यू डोंट नो, तो आप कहते हैं यार क्या पता कोई फिट आ जाए, आ जाए, वो आ जाए, और जब आप इसमें वही ज्यादा आपको when you start seeing how the sausage is made, like I think it's incredible that Pakistan has a functional, successful team. Because when you look at what ye players ke saath, there's so many aspects of this ke aapke structures kaise hain, aapki management kaisi hai, aapke doctors kaise hain, XYZ. But even if you just say aap inki apni jo jis social status se ye aa rahe hain aur jahan pe ekdam se ye pahunch jate hain, jahan pe puri duniya inko like, you know, all of Pakistan is suddenly has opinions about them, is criticizing them, is talking about them, and वो एक ऐसा एक्सपीरियंस है जिसका पाकिस्तान में और कोई प्रेसिडेंस नहीं है. वेरी डिफिकल्ट इन पाकिस्तान टू गो फ्रॉम बीइंग कंप्लीटली वर्किंग क्लास इन सम बैकवर्ड, नॉट बैकवर्ड ऑन द राइट वर्ड, बट इन वेरी लाइक रूरल रिमोट एरिया, एंड सडनली या एंड देन सडनली यू आर कमिंग इन कमर्शियल्स एंड डूइंग यू नो टिकटॉक्स फॉर योर टीम्स चैनल एंड देयर इज ऑल दीस प्रेशर्स ऑन यू, लाइक आई मीन जस्ट वन फॉर एग्जांपल when the spot fixing thing happened in the PSL, like what players were being threatened with and going through at a very random kind of low level basis was triggering my anxiety, and you know, like the way that that they have to deal with injuries, for example, the uncertainty of it, like it's really incredible. Like in a lot of ways, like for example, there's this player who wasn't doing well, and I also knew that his mother was had cancer or something, and he was hoping to land a contract so that he could pay for a treatment. After that, like what, it becomes very difficult to have like, I hate how this guy plays on the offside, because you're just like, this, they're operating at a level where at least with my privilege, I have no idea of how they're even pulling this off, you know. Or us sense mein bhi, I think wo ek badi underplay ho jati hai baat ke, because they're not just numbers and like narratives, right? Like there's actual people there, and as somebody, you know, like one of the, like a story I always tell is like Hafiz and me were at the same store in a PSL, and he paid for my chocolates, and I was like, thank you so much. And then baad mein I was thinking, fuck, like next time I'm like, fuck you Hafiz, kutte, ye wo, like I can't, because you know, like he bought me chocolate at 2 a.m. yeah. And the point is that they become humans, right? Like you realize like, oh, it's so easy for me to fit this narrative ki ye aisa hai, ye waisa hai, ye wo, but they're literally just doing a really difficult job in a very difficult society. So I feel, for me, like that's really changed my whole dynamic with the game in ways that, a lot of ways I wish I didn't know this. I'm happy to be a clueless fan again, rather than knowing too much.
Sticking to that a little bit with, you know, fan culture, online fan culture, I mean, what do you think about maybe the Twitter spaces? You know, it seems like that's where the locus of Pakistani online fandom is right now. Do you think there's changes to the way
the maybe the culture of Pakistani fandom has changed since Twitter Spaces? Is it more friendlier, more congenial, less angry, shouty, kutta, etc.?
We should do a Spaces, actually, guys. Why haven't we done a Spaces? I don't know why. What are we doing?
That's never going to happen. We tried to once, like, it wasn't working on my phone. So that was the last time I did a Spaces.
I think
that's where our uncledom is showing.
My answer to this question is my uncledom. I have, like, absolutely no idea what happened. Asad is, I think, the most regular space head in our group. Asad?
Chima bhai in a number of spaces.
Yeah, same.
Chima, though, I think, goes there as a flex. कि तुम जो भी नंबर दिखाओगे ना, तुम जो भी कहोगे ना, मैं तुम्हें नंबर नंबर से मार दूंगा, मैं तुम्हें डेटा से खत्म कर दूंगा तुम्हें मैं।
यार तो
डेटा से मैं खत्म
हूँ। लोग बैठे होते हैं इनके
और कोई है ना।
आई थिंक मुझे लगता है कि टॉक्सिसिटी जनरली है। मुझे ऐसे लगता है कि स्पेसेस या ट्विटर पे या सोशल मीडिया पे आई थिंक टॉक्सिसिटी है। एंड मुझे बाजों का जस्ट कैरिंग ऑन Amber's point, you know, one person that I was thinking of and Amber was saying all of that was Hasan Ali. Crazy rise 2017, hero of the entire country. 2019 onwards, injury hoti hai, sab galiyan dete hain, aur next to impossible back injury ke baad wo comeback karta hai, has a great 2021, but end pe wo ek World T20 ka match Pakistan haarta hai, jisme usko runs pad jate hain, usse catch chhod jata hai. And all of a sudden, everyone's gunning for him. And वो एक match याद है, but उससे पहले की उसकी struggle बहुत आसानी से भुला दी जाती है. तो मुझे लगता है toxicity बहुत ज़्यादा है. I know for a fact के हम में से बहुत ज़्यादा लोग PP के लोग जो पहले बहुत actively engage करते थे discussions पे on social media around cricket, वो उस तरह से नहीं करते. And correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but when was the last time, Amber, you were part of an active thread on Twitter? Chima, we know, is a different human being. And Chima ko hota hai ki maine sabko jo hai wo dila dena apne stats se. But the rest of us, I think hum log bhi disengage hue hain. A lot of it is down to the fact that we've had a sneak peek of what an athlete or what a cricketer in Pakistan goes through, which gives us some sort of or some element of empathy. Ke logon ke liye bahut aasan hota hai to discredit a cricketer and to put them down when they've had an off day or an off series. And I think we generally feel ke yaar nahi, itna bad scene nahi hai bhai, wo bhi cricketer hai, usko bhi aata hai, usne bhi itna kuch kiya hua. But yeah, happy to hear your
example of the example of Asif Ali, prime example. Like,
yeah,
you know, a human being can have gone through a greater kind of tragedy and loss than losing, like, you know, like a child. That's insane to think that he went through that. He was playing through that time. He came back through that time. I mean, you know, just to like keep your life together in something like that, let alone like go out and then hit 4 sixes in an over to win a World T20 game. Like, forget that, man. That's like, people can't just do that. Aur fir uske bare mein jo aap fir, you know, गालियां लोग बकते हैं और गालियां भी नहीं यार, छोटे छोटे फजूल फजूल किस्म की क्रिटिसिज्म होती है ना कि यार ये तो सिर्फ लपेटू है,
किसा और आता नहीं। mentally weak arguably is even worse. Saying he's mentally weak is arguably worse than cursing at him, really.
Like that, you know, like it is kind of off-putting, but I don't know about, like, yeah, sometimes we discuss it on the rest of the group as well. I find it really easy to switch off from like all that toxicity on Twitter. I think it's like probably the one superpower that I have. I find it very easy to just switch off from it. Which is not bad. I can ignore like a lot of sub, you know, aapko article lagate ho to abuse aati hai us pe, tumne is player ko tum kyun favor kar rahe ho, us player ko kyun nahi favor karte ho, is pe tumne itna bada article likh diya, us pe kyun nahi likha, you know, stuff like that. And it is like, generally, I mean, you know, it's not like a headline that social media is toxic, which is why I think actually that the group works even better now as a refuge from that kind of
exactly kyunki jo imran ki baat ki, matlab main sab mujhse सोशल मीडिया बिल्कुल भी इस्तेमाल नहीं होता, और खासतौर पे ट्विटर, खासतौर पे क्रिकेट ट्विटर, क्योंकि ना सिर्फ के अभी किसी चीज पे बहस हो रही है, मतलब 2014 में आपने लिखा था कि यार मुझे यॉर्कर पसंद है, और फिर अगले 8 साल तक कोई बंदा आपको लिखता रहा है तू वही उल्लू का पट्टा है जैसे यॉर्कर पसंद थी, और तुम फलस्तीन में लोग मर रहे हैं, एंड यू लाइक ब्रो लाइक प्लीज लेट इट गो, एंड यू नो, that way, yeah, jab bhi, you know, someone hits a foreign Yorker, are you watching Yorker got it? Like, it's just
proving Karachi Khatpal.
Yeah. And then the other aspect of it was like, Hassan Ali ki wahi baat thi ki jab Hassan Ali ki injury chal rahi thi, so then there were multiple people who, like, multiple specialists who had gotten in touch with various members of the group detailing, like, also what was going wrong with his rehab, and then, like, you're privy to this information that you're trying to, like, get something to happen about it, etc. I think that then, like, you kind of, you're seeing like, I think Imran, tumne jo uski story batai usme, you missed something we all witnessed, was when Mirza Iqbal, when he came to the press conference in PSL 1, and Mirza Iqbal wanted Afridi to be there, kehte hi kaun sa do daat ka bakra le aayo. And then, the Zalmi contingent got pissed and refused to talk to Gio or ARY, whoever Mirza Iqbal Saab was with. And that was basically the next PSL and next everything that comes around. Everyone knows who Hassan Ali is. It was an incredible thing to witness.
And that was one of Hassan Ali's first press conferences. Is that right? That was one
of his
first
press conferences.
किसी की भी जॉब है तो भाई दुआएं पढ़ो और अम्मी रात को नमाजें पढ़ रही और सुबह को इसको नाश्ता मिल जाए और कोई तंग ना करे, यू नो, लाइक वी गेट सो. And versus, like, you see these guys playing, like, the biggest matches of the year, and, like, the, you know, the top politicians and army chief wants to meet them, and someone wants a ticket, and something else has happened. Like, it's chaotic. And so, like, I just, you know, like, ek job hai kisi ki, aur wo usko barely karne ki resources bhi hai, aur support bhi hai, and his life is on the line, and like, an entire kind of wing of his family's fortunes will change forever once he makes it in this match. Like, it's I think us cheez pe dekhne ke baad jab aap kisi ko jo pehle aap ek flippant si comment Twitter pe karte hain, and you get a few retweets, and that's fun getting retweets, but, like, you know, you kind of realize ke whoa, yahan pe matlab bahut sari aisi cheeze ho rahi hain jo theek hai, ek normal bande ko us pe wo soch raha nahi, soch raha, I can't really say much, but, like, all of us who kind of on the other side of that curtain, jab aap wo dekh lete to uske baad phir isi tarike se behave karna doesn't make any sense.
I would just say, apart from Shoaib Malik, these rules should apply to everybody, but Shoaib Malik should be a different set of rules.
I think exactly the same, because my question was, next question was, like, I have to ask about Shoaib Malik, because I have made my entire Twitter
this is the problem, right? Like, a genuine Shoaib Malik PP conversation is unairable. It's just
we can't broadcast that.
Before I leave, I want to finish on this last one line question. I hope that all of you can give a quick reply to it. Are nahi aa raha Malik agle World Cup ke squad mein?
मुझे आज मैसेज आया है किसी से कि आपने कैंपेन देखी है, ट्विटर पे शुरू हो गई है पीआर कैंपेन टू ब्रिंग मलिक बैक. सो आई डोंट नो इफ शोएब मलिक वाज ट्रेंडिंग और नॉट टुडे ऑन ट्विटर, बट लाइक आई वुड नेवर रूल इट आउट. दैट इज माय वन वेरी क्विक आंसर, इज आई विल नेवर रूल इट आउट, नेवर.
असद, आप बताएं, आ रहे या नहीं आ रहा?
आ रहे.
कुछ तो
मलिक स्टील की फील्स आएंगी असद को.
इमरान, व्हाट डू यू थिंक?
अब नहीं आएंगे मेरा.
हसन भाई ने तो डिप्लोमैटिक होना है, कुछ कहना ही नहीं है.
मैं सिर्फ इतना कहूंगा, कल खबर लग गई है कि बाबर आजम ने शोएब मलिक को कह दिया कि एशिया कप के लिए तैयार रहे.
बस, तो फिर और क्या कर सकते हैं, हो गया, डन, इट्स अ डन डील. Ahmed Naqvi, you have to also give an answer.
I have no idea, but I think, like, exactly, that's the safest thing in the world is to predict Shoaib Malik's return. Like, I think, I mean, we've like, across our entire writing careers, we've written about Shoaib Malik. Like, Shoaib Malik's career is longer than like most of us have been alive. And his returns, like, he has, humne paise kamaye uski returns pe, to.
Salute. More inevitable than death. Life, death, taxes, and Shoaib Malik return. That is basically the part.
यार लेकिन एक नैरेटिव अभी भी है कि वो ऑस्ट्रेलिया में जाके अगर अपने अपने आखिरी वर्ल्ड कप में जाके परफॉर्म
करे यार बस कर दो असद हसनैन इस नोट पे प्लीज असद हसनैन की फील्स किल करें
मैं तो मैं
बस कर दो
मैंने कहा मैं इस पे यही कहने लगा था कि अभी इस तरह बात कर रहे हैं शोएब मलिक ने एक छक्का मारने असद भाई का मैसेज आना है ग्रुप के ऊपर कि वो साउथ अफ्रीका वाला 2003 वाला मैच याद है
गद्दाफी स्टेडियम वाली इनिंग्स
बाय ज़ैना distaste for Shoaib Malik has been consistent through the years. So
thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. So and I'll and mostly yes. Thank you to Zainab for coming up with the idea and many of the questions. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Having on, man. This was really fun.
Thank you for having us all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Before I finish, I just want to say thank you to Dikobe for letting me use his music. You can donate to my Patreon page if you would like to help me in continuing to do these podcasts. Links with information about the guests, the music, and the Patreon page can be found in the podcast description. Thank you. Sports Social Podcast Network.